7:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay, some want to burn the flag if they make it to the podium at the Olympics. Other celebrities now openly saying it's time to get rid and replace the American flag. What say you? 617-266-6868 is the number. Brian in Georgetown. Thanks for holding, Brian, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, I think the flag does need to replace. I just think that we just need to add a star to include Puerto Rico. That's basically it. No taxation without representation. Last year, they paid $4 billion in taxes, federal taxes. They should be represented as a statehood.
Well, as you know, they've had referendums in Puerto Rico, and they don't want to be a state. That's number one. Number two, they're a U.S. territory. Number three, you talk about what they pay in taxes. What you don't mention is how much they get in massive federal transfer payments. They get a hell of a lot more than what they pay out. They're an economic dependency. So why do you want to add a state to the union in which many of the people in that state do not want to be a state? And number two is an economic basket case, huge debt, that takes in tremendous federal transfer payments, and that if we brought it into the union, we'd have to pick up the tab on their entire debt. Why would you want that? Why would we need that?
My sources tell me that they want to become a state, not that they...
What do you mean your sources tell you? Who are your sources?
I don't reveal.
You don't reveal your sources. Okay. Okay. Well, by the way, you know that Puerto Rico has had a strong separatist movement for a very long time. And many of them, in fact, have been terrorists, sort of similar to the IRA. So do you want to, if we become a state, that is going to exacerbate the terrorism problem, and we're probably going to have bombings on the, you know, by the way, the greatest attack on the Capitol was by Puerto Rican terrorists. You can look it up. So you want to even import a terrorist problem as well? Like, you think it's worth it? Just to get two Democratic senators?
They would be under domestic terrorism.
It doesn't matter. The point is, if they become a state, you're going to exacerbate the terrorism problem in Puerto Rico. Because now you're no longer a territory, now you're a full-fledged state, which would threaten their cultural and linguistic autonomy. That's what they're worried about, that they may lose their language and culture, like Louisiana, where the French lost their language and culture, should they become a state. That's why many Puerto Ricans like the territorial status. It gives them some of the benefits of being part of America, but without losing their language and culture. You bring them in as a state, and you are asking for Puerto Rican terrorism to flare up again. So why would you want that? Why do we need that?
But no representation of where their tax dollars get spent?
Well, they get more. So they get more than what they give. So what representation? You pay $4 trillion, you get $10 trillion. By the way, they don't pay $4 trillion in taxes. That's a ridiculous number you just gave me. So I mean, it's not even close. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You pay $4, but you get $10. So who cares? Plus, you have to have a referendum. Plus, I mean, there are many procedures you have to follow to become a state in the union. You know, the Virgin Islands is a territory. Guam is a territory. We have many territories. They don't have to become states. So there are many hurdles and benchmarks you have to hit. So, no, you just want Puerto Rico because you think Puerto Rico will give the Democrats two more seats in the Senate. That's all. That's all you care about.
It's $4 billion. I didn't say $4 trillion. It's $4 billion.
Whatever. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this: they get a hell of a lot more than $4 billion in transfer payments from the federal government.
But what they don't get is the ability to tell where their tax dollars get spent.
Again, you keep mentioning the same point. They're ripping us off. They get a hell of a lot more than what they kick in. So, in other words, we're paying for them. They're not a net plus. They're a massive net minus. So what do you mean they don't get a say? Who cares if they don't get a say? They're getting a hell of a lot more than what they're giving. They shouldn't have a say. That's the point, number one. Number two, you keep dodging around this issue. Every time there's been a referendum, the statehood forces have lost. Most of them do not want to be a state. So why do you want to force people to become a state in the union? Number one. Number two, a territory that has a strong separatist movement that said openly, we will lose our language and culture should we become a state. And by the way, Puerto Rico has a massive debt. We'd have to pick up their entire debt. Why should I pick up their debt? Why should the other 50 states pick up their debt? What benefit is it to the United States? None. So the Puerto Ricans are happy the way things are. We don't have a mess. And we've got the separatist problem under control. So why? What's the rationale behind Puerto Rico?
In the next 5 to 10 years, there will be another star added to our flag. Guaranteed.
That, so now it's just what? You're just making it up? You're just going to assert something that's not true? What, do you have a crystal ball? Tell me, hey, what's the next lottery? I need the next lottery. Could you give me the next lottery numbers?
I will bet you.
What about your sources? Will your sources tell you the next lottery numbers? Because I, frankly, I could afford. I'd like to win $10 million. Good. By the way, you still haven't explained, why would Puerto Rico want to be a state?
So that their tax dollars can be
again, you're like a broken record. They know that they get much more than what they kick in. That's why the statehood forces lose every time there's a referendum. Plus, as you know, if you've been to Puerto Rico, and I have, San Juan, by the way, is a beautiful historic city, and they have some stunning beaches. Talk to any Puerto Rican that lives in Puerto Rico. They're very proud of their language and culture. Yeah, and by the way, they're not worried about how their tax dollars are spent. Go to Puerto Rico. I've never heard once they go, you know, geez, the $4 billion that we pay, oh, where does it go? Because they know they get so much more in return. But what they will tell you is that Spanish for them is their language. They don't want to be assimilated. They don't want to lose their language and culture and identity. And that's what would happen if they become a state.
That would not happen. Prove that that would happen.
Because it's happened every other time. Look at Louisiana. Because the United States is an English country. So once you become a state, as a territory, they lose a lot of their linguistic and cultural autonomy. That's the trump card they play at every referendum. So why don't you research previous referendums in Puerto Rico and see what the arguments were against statehood? And you'll realize why the majority don't want to become a state. No, why don't you just be honest? Stop lying. You're a Democrat hack, and you just want two more Democrats in the Senate, period. And by the way, they don't have to file federal taxes. You know that, right?
Not income tax.
So you think what? They want to now start filing federal income taxes?
Most of their taxes come through their businesses.
Whatever. They don't. So now they have to be federal taxpayers. You think they want to be federal taxpayers? By the way, that island is still quite poor. You think they need another level of taxation? You think they want that?
I think it would benefit them, yes.
By paying more taxes?
Yes.
So you're telling Puerto Ricans, by the way, do you know how condescending you are to them? Why don't you let the people of Puerto Rico decide their own destiny? Don't you think they know what's best for them better than you? So you're telling these Puerto Ricans they're better off paying a hell of a lot more in taxes?
This is just what I hear from the Puerto Ricans.
Which Puerto Ricans?
The majority.
Your neighbors? The one down the street? Your sources?
The majority.
Yeah, those who already live here. Those who left and fled Puerto Rico. When did you go to Puerto Rico? When was the last time you went to Puerto Rico?
6 months ago.
6 months ago. And let me guess, they all told you they want to be a state. Yeah, at the resort?
At the resort you were staying at. I was quarantined there.
And they're all told you statehood. Viva statehood.
Well, that's what they were saying, yes.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And more importantly, the polls don't show it. So the polls show consistently there is no support for statehood in Puerto Rico. So I've asked you now, I don't know how many times, to give me a rational argument. You can't. You're a Democrat, right? Let's be honest. You see, he just dropped the phone. I know he's a Democrat. By the way, I don't believe he was in Puerto Rico. I don't believe he spoke to any Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico. I know he did. I know he didn't. No, he's a Democratic hack, and they want two Senate seats. That's what this is all about. Why? Because they see the tidal wave coming in the midterms in 2022. And they don't want to lose not just the House, but the Senate. So now all of a sudden it's, by the way, they're not pushing for one star, it's two stars. They want Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. Maybe they'll take the American flag, but it's got to have two more stars, i.e., four more Democratic senators. 617-266-6868. You phony, you fraud, you. Catherine in Watertown. Thanks for holding, Catherine, and welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
I live in Watertown, and in Watertown Square, there's a delta with a very, very tall flagpole. And I've noticed for about a month now, there's no flag. There's no U.S. flag, and there's no missing in action flag. So they've already taken down the U.S. flag and the missing in action flag in Watertown.
Really?
Yeah. It's got to be a month. Even on Flag Day, I looked, and there was no flag.
You know, are you getting the sense that the left either wants to burn the flag, replace the flag, or just get rid of it, hide it, don't display it?
All of the above. I noticed this town really has been ruined. We had about 25,000 people, and now we have about 35,000 people, and they're building and building and building everywhere in this town. And I notice a very strong Cambridge influence. So I'm wondering if, you know, they didn't put it on the ballot whether or not we wanted the flag on the Delta. They just took it down. A lot of people from Cambridge have moved to Watertown, and they've just changed this town completely. It used to be a nice, quiet little family town, and it's ridiculous now. And now no flag on the Delta.
I'll bet you, though, there's a lot of Black Lives Matter flags. I'll bet you there's a lot of LGBT rainbow flags. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, I do see Black Lives Matter every now and then. But no, I think there's a Cambridge influence now in Watertown.
Oh, I agree.
Because when I voted one time, a woman told me that she came from Cambridge and it changed so much in Cambridge, she moved to Watertown. And I don't know why. Maybe a producer could call the town hall in Watertown and find out why there's no flag on the Delta anymore.
I will definitely look into it. Catherine, thank you very much for that call. It's outrageous. No, it's the Communist Republic of Cambridge. I know we're talking about Watertown, but you're talking about the Cambridge influence. It's communism on the Charles. That's what it is. Now, here, let me just throw this out there. Look, I don't believe in burning any flags. I don't think you tamper with symbols like that, just in general. But here, let me throw it out there. Okay, honestly. What if the Cooner Man burned a rainbow flag? What if I burned an LGBTQ plus whatever flag? Honestly, what do you think the reaction would be from the transgender community, from the gay community, from the lesbian community, from liberals in general? How would they react to me publicly burning an LGBT flag? Seriously, what would they say? I'll tell you what they would say. It's hate speech. And they would want to run me out of Boston on a rail. That's what they would. I mean, right? Am I wrong? You tell me. What if I said, imagine, forget the belly that I have and my, forget the love handles now. It's donuts. Okay. I have donuts on my stomach. So forget that. Just imagine me, if it's possible, as an Olympic athlete. Hard as it is to imagine, try it. And I'm like, I've made the Olympic team. And I go, my goal is to make it to the podium so I can burn the LGBT, the rainbow flag. This would be wall-to-wall media coverage, I would be denounced as a homophobic, transphobic, racist bigot. And they would be demanding that I be taken off the team. Am I wrong? Nick in Lowell. Thanks for holding, Nick, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great. Actually, I got a rebuttal over here for that fool that was talking about Puerto Rico.
Yes.
I have a lot of family in Puerto Rico. I have a lot of friends in Puerto Rico. And I was just in Puerto Rico in April. They just had a rolling caravan saying, Yankee, go home. They do not want to be a state. They do not want to pay property taxes. They do not want to pay federal taxes. They're paying enough money as it is just on food alone. There's an embargo on Puerto Rico where they have to buy from the United States itself. So they don't want anything more to do with the United States. They're benefiting. This is, I'm talking from school teachers to police to anyone on that island. And I wasn't at the resorts. They don't want nothing to do with it. They do not want to be a state. They love what they are and who they are. And that's all I got to say, really.
Nick, if there was a referendum held, a plebiscite, whatever you want to call it, in Puerto Rico, and that's how they've done it in the past, they give them three options. Status quo, remain a territory. B, become a state. C, secede, separate, become an independent country. What do you think the majority of the Puerto Ricans would choose?
They would secede.
Oh, you think they'd secede?
Yes.
Really? See, I thought they would stay as a territory. You think they would
like
actually...
They like being a territory, but a lot of them would secede because they are stuck into only buying products from the United States of America. They have all the trade ships that come through, bypass Puerto Rico, go to mainland, and then it goes back over to Puerto Rico. I bought a watermelon. It was disgusting because it was so old. Their food, it was $7-$8 for a gallon of milk.
Ugh.
But as far as being a territory, they're fine with that because they know they get the benefits if things happen. They are disgusted with the government itself down there once they found out that aid was being held and people were profiting off it while people were dying. They don't have to pay for insurance for their homes. Something breaks, they fix it themselves. They don't have to buy property taxes. Rich people are going in, buying a property from Puerto Ricans, even taking wildlife reserves, building resorts, and they're actually building giant 8-foot, 10-foot walls with barbed wire on it in people's communities where they're not allowed to go in it. They don't want nothing to do with it. That's what I said. They had a big caravan. It was a Puerto Rican flag. It was a black and white. And it said, Yankee, go home. They don't want nothing to do with it.
Nick, there's always been a terrorist problem in Puerto Rico. It was very bad maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. It hasn't been as bad, obviously, in the last couple decades. A lot of Puerto Ricans say if they force to become a state, you're going to see sort of like an IRA situation where Puerto Rican terrorism is going to become a real problem. You agree or disagree?
Yes, there'd be a giant revolt.
Wow. So, Nick, basically that liberal caller didn't know what he was talking about.
He doesn't know his elbow from his you-know-what.
Nick, phenomenal call. Phenomenal. Thank you for that. I'm telling you, I know he didn't go to Puerto Rico because I've been to Puerto Rico. By the way, again, I'm being serious. Beautiful island. Really nice. San Juan is really just a beautiful Caribbean city, and the beaches and the water. And I like the people, very warm, very friendly. But I'm telling you, no one wants it to become a state. Like, what are they? They're making it up. 617. I mean, I don't want to say no one, but most people do not want it to become a state. 617-266-6868 is the number. Joanne in Braintree. Thanks for holding, Joanne, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Joanne.
If for the liberal caller, I wonder if he enjoys federal holidays, which the flag represents, like Memorial Day and the 4th of July. But aside from that, people really need to learn the history of the flag. you know, the stripes represent the 13 states, and the 50 stars represent every state that came in. I mean, it represents that we are a very inclusive country.
Oh, it is. And I have to say, Joanne, I don't know, the flag, again, I'm looking at it now again as a perspective of a naturalized American. When you go to Central Eastern Europe, especially those that suffered under communism, that flag represents freedom, liberty, democracy, literally Western civilization itself. When you look at that flag and you see the incredible accomplishments of the United States, and it's, by the way, it's a beautiful flag. I mean, just honestly, aesthetically, it's a beautiful flag. But everything that it symbolizes, everything that it represents, and what we've gone through as a nation, and what we've done, not just here, what we've achieved, but what we've done for the world under that flag, you have to be a lunatic. You're crazy to want to get rid of the flag. And Joanne, I am telling you, just as I've been telling people about Puerto Rico, you go to any other country in the world and ask them, should you replace the American flag? You know what the world would say? You're nuts. You're nuts. The world admires our flag. That's why so many of them want to come here. The only people that want to get rid of the flag are leftists and liberals in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because they have too much time on their hands and they just have to complain like small children.
I agree. I agree. Joanne, thank you very much for that call. They're like, again, they're like spoiled little brats. You know, like a teenager that just has everything. And like, what is it? You need to create a problem? You need to make up something because you're just bored? You don't know what to do with yourself? 617-266-6868. Paul in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Paul, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Paul.
I'm kind of in the middle of putting my dentures in. Okay. Yeah, this is my dentures in. I called in a while back. You were talking about the lady, the person that wants to be representing us at the Olympics and burying the flag. I wonder if she's going to keep it in the matchbook or whatever to accomplish that. But the United States was incorporated in England, and the papers are registered there and in Morocco. It's kind of a business, incorporated, a corporation. And as a corporation, someone that's supposed to be representing the corporation, it seems to me, they could be, I wouldn't say dictated to say something, but, if they want to talk the way it would just make sense if they do it on their own time rather than embarrassing the world for her own guilt trip. She's got a psychobabble guilt trip going on and needs to be, expressed, or she just can't get rid of a guilt trip that she's going to have for the rest of her life until...
I agree. Paul, I agree. Look, she wants to burn the flag in her basement. That's whatever. Chelsea Wolf wants to burn the flag in the basement. Go ahead. But when you're representing the United States, no way. No way. And if you don't like it, there's the door. .819 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, they're going after the flag, they're going after the anthem, they're also going after the Pledge of Allegiance. Listen now to this. This is a Colorado mayor, Shane Furman, and he's literally dictating to the board members of the town committee that, yeah, we may have in the past started off every meeting with a pledge, but no longer. Under my leadership, we will no longer recite the Pledge of Allegiance, even though every board member on the town committee wants to recite the pledge. It doesn't matter. Like the flag, the pledge must go. Roll cut 34, Christian.
the indirect threats, inappropriate comments in and out of public meetings, and the general divisiveness issues creating in our community. We will not be doing the Pledge of Allegiance during Town of Silverton Board of Trustee meetings, and it's removed from agendas and or protocols until such time that we can discuss this at a board retreat or workshop.
We already discussed this as a board. Any other unilateral decisions we need to know about?
If you'd like to find somewhere in the code that does not permit me to do this, then I welcome that discussion at our next meeting.
Yes, but it's just been done for a long time.
I understand.
We all took an oath. And we as a board collectively decided it would be done.
This is not up for discussion at this moment, but if you'd like to add it to the next
agenda, unilateral decision.
Do that.
Thank you.
I mean, look at this. You were talking about a wannabe dictator. The whole board is saying, we don't have a problem with reciting the pledge. Well, you can show me where I don't have the unilateral authority to say you can't do the pledge. And they're like, well, what's changed? So here's what they did. Listen to this right in front of his face. Roll cut 34A, Christian.
I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm sorry, but that's you.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order. We did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will. And heckling and other things like that are also out of order. So please don't ask me to make people leave.
I swear, if I were there, I'd say, you know what, everybody, let's stand up one more time. I swear, I would double dare him to have everyone leave. I would. I swear. I'd say, hold on. You're going to kick us out? Because we recited the Pledge of Allegiance? You know, and that's the other thing. Do you honestly think any of them would actually leave? If he said, okay, well, you've done the pledge now 2 times in a row. All of you, leave. He'd have to call the police. How else is he going to get him out of there? So what I'm saying is, you're starting now to see, this is an example of civil disobedience. Patriotic civil disobedience. And God bless the town members. I mean, the town committee members. They did the exact right thing. You know, and at the end, they said amen. I would have been blank off. You know what, guy? Hold on. We can't? You're giving the one strike policy? I'll tell you what. You're going to kick us out? Everybody, let's go up and let's recite it one more time. And then dare him right on the spot. You're going to kick us out? Go ahead. You and what army? You're going to call the cops for what? For reciting the Pledge of Allegiance? Are you normal? Now, that's a Democrat moonbat mayor. This is what the Democratic Party is. They're anti-flag. They're anti-Pledge of Allegiance. They're anti-America. And the more the American people see this, the more they're going to reject them in historic numbers. So keep it up. Keep it up. You're signing your own political death warrant. 617-266-6868 is the number. So now the Pledge of Allegiance is divisive. The flag is divisive. The anthem is divisive. The Pledge of Allegiance is divisive. But Black Lives Matter is not divisive. Antifa, no. The rainbow LGBT flag, no. That's not divisive. But every American symbol is. America, love it or leave it. That's our response. 617-266-6868. Let's go to Tom in Brockton. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Tom.
Let's just say that it does happen that an Olympic athlete burns an American flag. What message does that send to the rest of the world? And how dangerous will that be for those people, whether they be terrorists or whatever, that are living amongst our ranks? I mean, let's wind the clock back to 2013 Patriots Day, and a couple of yahoos that got a hold of a pressure cooker changed the lives for many Americans forever. And don't think that cannot happen again. And unfortunately, we are going through a cultural revolution. You're a student of history. You certainly know. I love listening to your program because the way you've talked about Cambodia, how people who wore glasses back then were ostracized for looking smart. And there was actually a nationalistic purge in that country. And if people, you know, if the average citizen in this state doesn't realize that people who ban books turn out to be the people who burn books. Case in point, Nazis in Germany, the Ku Klux Klan, the White Citizens Council down south saying don't buy Negro records. What ended up happening with movements like that? Innocent people were killed. If people do not learn from history, they are doomed to repeat it.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic, Tom. Thank you very much for that call. And look, you're right about what happened in Cambodia, 1,000%. What you're seeing happening now, this cultural revolution, took place also in communist China. They obliterated the Chinese flag, the Chinese anthem, Chinese history, Chinese traditions. They had to destroy the past in order to control the present to build the so-called communist future. And that's what that Chinese mother about critical race theory who fled communist China warned about, saying, I've seen this movie before and it doesn't end well. More with your calls next. 8:31 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, I want to ask you, should this Olympic athlete, Chelsea Wolf, a freestyle BMX rider, cyclist, whatever you want to call it, who now says, should Chelsea get to the podium? Chelsea says, the goal is to burn the American flag. Now, let's just imagine for the sake of argument that this athlete makes it to the podium and does burn the American flag. Do you have any idea what the political, psychological, international repercussions that would be? It would shock the entire world. It would be on the front page of every newspaper in every country. It would lead the broadcast news of every country in the world. And the question I think everyone will be asking is, what is wrong with the United States? How sick is America that their athletes who are there to represent the United States of America are willing, upon winning a medal, they so hate their nation that they want to burn this flag, their flag. The only people that burn our flag are the Ayatollahs in Iran when they chant death to America, when our radical Islamic terrorists, our mortal enemies, those are the only ones that burn the American flag. For an Olympic athlete who supposedly is to represent the United States of America to do that on a podium, ay, ay, ay. It would embolden terrorism all over the world. It would embolden our mortal enemies and adversaries around the world. It would make the United States not just look weak, forget about that. It would be a direct assault on the moral legitimacy of America, because the world would look at it and say, look how evil and wicked America is. Their own athletes hate it so much that they have to burn the flag on the podium. I mean, I got to tell you, it would be a public relations nightmare, a disaster for the United States. No other athlete in no other country would even contemplate doing something like this. Never mind bragging about it and vowing to do it with support among many liberals and many Democrats, may I add. 617-266-6868 is the number. So I want to ask you, should this athlete, Chelsea Wolf, now be kicked off the U.S. Olympic team? I say yes. What do you say? Let's go to Rob in Stoneham. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Hanging in there. No, I was really calling about the flag. They took it down at Stoneham, a beautiful giant flag. And what's particularly galling is it was the 100th anniversary of World War One, and my grandfather fought in World War One. He had an American flag on his forearm. And they're trying to raise money to fix up statues. And then these riots happened. And the first thing they did was take down a beautiful giant flag. But as far as the Olympics, I say, yeah, it's inciting riots doing that. But I'm afraid that there'd be, if they did can her, it would mean more riots in the streets. Because they're just looking for an excuse to burn the cities down.
Oh, that's interesting. So, Rob, you think if they got rid of this Chelsea Wolf from the Olympic team, that BLM Antifa would use that as a justification or a pretext to start rioting, burning, and looting?
Absolutely. And they'd all end up being released the same day they were arrested, and no charges would be filed. And if any citizen tried to stand up, they'd be arrested and charged. And also, we're utterly defenseless against the communists. They've infiltrated, and they probably listen to this show and take notes and tweet about it all day back and forth, how to spoil everybody's 4th of July and everything. My new motto is to give them nothing. You know, I'm just stone-faced now. I stayed in this area here. I grew up here. And just about everybody in my demographic moved away. And I made a big mistake staying around here. And I have to balkanize with only people of like minds, because it's like you're dealing with mind-numb robots. And even the ones that are decent people, there's a religion to them, this Bernie Sanders, and it's the church is pretty much decimated, the Catholic Church. All it is a place for wedding photography, and it's we've got I never thought it would ever get. Democrats used to be patriotic.
Those days are long gone, Rob. Those days, I agree with you, but those days are long gone, Rob. Thank you very much for that call. Look, he's right. I mean, he really is. He's right. They're fanatics. Politics for the left has become a substitute religion, and hatred of America is what drives them. They hate this country. They want to destroy everything this country stands for, because that's the only way they can build their so-called progressive, communist, Marxist, socialist future. And that's why now everything's got to go. And notice, it's not just the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem. The police, the police as an institution, the police, they want to defund it and abolished. The military, look how they're pushing transgenderism in the military. They're purging it of conservatives and patriots. So they're going institution by institution by institution, and they want to destroy every traditional institution in America. Why? To take it over. 617-266-6868. Stephen in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Stephen, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Stephen.
Lots of good subjects. And as far as Puerto Rico goes, they're doing pretty good. I mean, all that money that got withheld and all the people that suffered, and they didn't get the aid money because it all got stolen for the governor. And then you got that guy calling thinking that Puerto Rico's going to be a state. I think he's, you know, getting too anxious and getting way ahead of himself because the Democrats grabbed the presidency. You know, he thinks that they're going to go march into Puerto Rico where they have total control and they're going to F it all up by voter fraud. They already got it. They're not going to go and mess everything up. They got things nailed down. They got it solid. They're not going to mess with it. They're not going to screw with it. They're here conquering our own country. That's number one.
Stephen, I can just tell you this, my friend. If they try to force Puerto Rico to become a state, they're going to have a revolt on their hands.
I'll donate money for arms for
No, I mean, Stephen, really, they're going to have massive resistance. They really will. They're not going to do it. They know they're not that stupid. They know. I don't care how many Democrat mayors. I don't care how many Democrats they elect in Puerto Rico. The Puerto Rican people do not want to become a state. Full stop. Stephen, thank you very much for that call. And so, look, they're just trying to get two more Senate seats for the Democrats. That's what this is all about. Same thing with statehood for D.C. They want to pack the Senate like they want to pack the Supreme Court. Remember I said they're destroying institution after institution? The police, the military, the Supreme Court, they want to pack that. The Senate, they want to pack that. Our elections, by the way, they're going to vote today, probably tonight, on H.R. 1, but it's the Senate version, it's S1. So they want to entrench vote rigging and election fraud. So they want to destroy our elections. So just institution by institution by institution. That's what their game is. 617-266-6868. Jim in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Jim, and welcome.
Old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true neath the red, white, and blue, and is never a boast or brag. Should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag. Jeff, they are just not teaching that in school anymore. They're not, the kids are a total lack of patriotism, and that's why this garbage is going on.
Jim, I got to say, that was a beautiful, beautiful way you sung that song. And you're right, they're not teaching patriotism, and it's being done on purpose because they want to take our country away from us, and we're not going to let them. Are you with me? Your calls next.